Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Amy Freeman and Penny Reeling of the Spice and Tea Exchange franchise opportunity. And Spice and Tea Exchange was founded in 2008 with a vision to create a one-of-a-kind retail shopping experience. Spice and Tea Exchange sells gourmet seasonings and spices, cooking herbs, gourmet teas, sugars, sea salt, and special blends. We're going to talk to Amy and Penny about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Today's franchise interview shout-out goes to the Source Direct. Source Direct is an inventor's one-stop shop. Source Direct eliminates the disconnect in dealing with different companies from each phase of development and marketing. Instead, Source Direct can manage every stage of the process from the drawing board to the customer. Go to thesourcedirect.net and find out how you can get started. That's www.thesourcedirect.net.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today because we're meeting with Amy Freeman and Penny Reeling of the Spice and Tea Exchange franchise. And Spice and Tea Exchange was founded in 2008 with a vision to create a one-of-a-kind retail shopping experience. Hi, Amy. Hi, Penny. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marty. Thanks for having us.
This is my pleasure, Marty. Amy and Penny. I'll have to learn both of your voices. You sound a little bit similar, but Amy, where are you calling from today?
I am calling from Tampa Bay, Florida.
Oh, nice. How's the weather there today, Amy?
Always sunny in paradise here, Marty.
It is, isn't it? That's fantastic. Well, it's cold up here in Eastern Pennsylvania, so enjoy it. And Penny, where are you calling from today?
I am from our nation's oldest city. I'm in St. Augustine, Florida.
Nice. Okay, fantastic. That's beautiful. You know, we started the show, Amy and Penny, over a decade ago, and we found that, you know, every franchise like yourself has an interesting story, and I suspect it's the same thing for Spice and Tea Exchange. It sounds like the company started in 2008. Did either of you want to tell the story of how the whole concept came about?
Sure. And this is Penny. So in August of 2008, we actually started our first standalone location that was there from our founder, and that was in December of 2005. And that was in St. Augustine, Florida. And then we decided there was five of us that were partners in August of 2008, and we decided to franchise. If you can remember anything about the economy at that time, that probably wasn't the best time to franchise. However, the beauty of it, Marty, was that we really found our niche, and we found that although people weren't going out to eat anymore, they didn't mind buying a nice piece of meat at the grocery store and then weren't intimidated by a $5 bag of spice. So that's really, if we want to look at our growth and catapulting, that was really a good time for us to start.
That's fantastic.
Our growth really took off. Yeah, it really took off after that. We had our 10th location by September of 2009.
Wow.
We got into our first theme park, which is Downtown Disney, now called Disney Springs, in November of 2010. And that was really big for us. And then we just continued to grow from our distribution center, starting out with 1,500 square feet. Now we have 15,000 square feet.
Wow.
And our most exciting news is that also we were named in Entrepreneur Magazine. We went from 412 last year to 240 this year.
Wow.
And then we just opened up, we celebrated a success in 2016 of opening our 50th location, which was actually our founder. He left out of the business part of it last year and then opened up a franchise himself for us as well.
What's all the growth attributed to, Penny? I mean, you know, and I saw that in Entrepreneur Magazine. Congratulations on that, by the way, because that is a real big milestone. I mean, so what do you think it's all attributed to, all the growth?
I think it's attributed to we live by our mission statement, which is creating and sharing the experience of a more flavorful life. And it doesn't matter if you want to ask somebody here at our distribution center that's pulling an order for a franchise owner or if it's a guest that's in a store. When we're creating and sharing that experience, people really feel it and our guests feel it. And because we are reasonably priced with our spices, we have a freshness and quality that is unsurmounted and ahead of its industry in all ways, shapes. Custom blends are made there in the store. So I think that all of those factors and a really great guest experience, I think, continue for our success. Aim, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there, Penn.
It's interesting, Amy and Penny. I mean, you know, to talk about your product line, I mean, that would probably take a couple weeks to just go through everything, you know, because it seems like you carry a lot. I mean, if you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said, so, you know, what do you ladies do as a franchise? I mean, how do you typically respond?
We really have just our quick little elevator speech, so I'll give that to you because I think it sums it up. We are an 18th century trading post setting, and it's an apothecary of jars filled to the brim with salts, exotic salts, sugar, loose leaf teas, and blends that are created fresh daily in the store.
Wow.
That's
great. It's a great elevator pitch. That's right on, you know, and then, you know, you get it when you hear it. I mean, I think that's fantastic. Is technology used in the business today, Amy and Penny? And how are you using technology?
Okay. Well, when we started, we were using an abacus and paper and pencil, but we've transitioned quite
That's
a
great.
Bit. So in all seriousness, when we started the Spice and Tea Exchange, we didn't even implement a POS right out of the gate. So over time, we've really become savvy with regard to our business and the industry itself. Putting in a POS system really was instrumental for us because we could really identify trends, what was happening nationwide and also regionally. Because if you're in Wisconsin, you know, those Hunter's blends and those juniper berries, those types of products are very, very significant, but maybe not the same in San Francisco on a Pier 39. So that has really helped us hone in. But also, technology has been important to us via social media. Our first 6 years of franchising, we did not spend $1 on marketing franchises.
Wow.
It was all word of mouth. And people hearing us through social media avenues going into the store. And then another component of technology that has been instrumental is the YouTubes and the videos, the quick tips and trips to really create a dynamite meal, appetizer, cocktail. We just hired a chef who was a franchisee in San Francisco and Oregon, and he's putting together these video tips and tricks, which really gets out there. That's really hot right now. So those are just a few areas. Technology is huge for us.
Yeah, I've seen some of those videos too, by the way, Amy and Penny. They are fantastic, and they're addicting once you start watching them, you know. It's like, what's
next? It's easy.
You know?
Anyone can do it.
It's fantastic. You know, you're part of, I guess we could say, a couple of big industries. I mean, tea is a big industry in itself, isn't it? And I guess the spice industry is also significantly large. I mean, I guess, is it safe to say you're part of a couple billion-dollar industries?
Even bigger than that, Marty, it really is. Tea, as you know, is the second most popular beverage in the world, second to water. It was a $2 billion industry in 1990, and I think it was a $10 billion industry in 2014. And it continues to trend, and even the guests that we had back in 2008 have really evolved from, say, a herbal or a florally type of a tea to really some straight-line tea. So that industry continues to expand. And then in regard to the spices and global spices, boy, that has been crazy. The millennials are really adventurous eaters.
Yes.
You know, they want to try different things. So that is a $16 billion industry that they're projecting by 2019.
Who are your customers, Penny, would you say? I mean, you know, the customers coming into the store, I mean, it sounds like it could be there's some diversity, I imagine, from, you said, like millennials to probably baby
there is. It's really interesting, and I think that's one of the parts that I know that Amy and I both enjoy from time to time when we're able to work into our store and our franchise owners share this, is that, you know, you could see a couple that comes in that perhaps cooks together at home. You can see millennials. You'll see young kids with their moms and dads now saying, hey, what do you think if we try this ghost pepper salt? And then you'll see, you know, even an older generation that will come through that's just looking for something. Maybe their taste buds weren't what they used to be. However, a fresh blend can really kind of change that for them. So to answer your question, the demographics really are from the time that you can kind of start cooking until the time that you finally decide that you're done cooking. It really is. There's something in there really for everyone.
Well, even to piggyback on that, Marty, you know, a lot of our – we're in many destination locations, so there is always an ice cream store near us. And we have a variety of naturally infused sugars. And so – and we sample everything. Our taglines are, hey, folks, feel free to open the jars and smell. The highlight of our store is our custom blend.
That's great.
When kids walk in, you know, we have naturally infused strawberry sugar or mango or a green pepper chili. We can sprinkle those on their ice cream, not the green pepper chili. But, so it's really from age 6 up to 86 and then some. We have a variety of – we have 7 different paprikas. That's what engaged me is, you know, my grandmother cooks chicken paprikash. We're Hungarian.
Right.
And to walk in and see 7 paprikas, my grandmother was in there the very next week and had $50 worth of paprika on the counter. So it's really a vast audience for us.
That sounds like an experience too, Amy and Penny. You know, when you go into a spice and tea exchange, you know, it's not just going in, getting your product and getting out. I mean, it does truly sound like an experience, you know, watching some of the YouTube videos. That's what the customers were getting as well, weren't they?
Yes, they most definitely are. We are an experience that touches every sense.
How about the stores themselves? They don't. How much? It sounds like, you know, you need to be. Of course, location is important for spice and tea exchange, and it sounds like, you know, you would be. It would be great to have it next to like an ice cream store or something like that. How much space is required, and what do you typically look for in a location, Amy and Penny?
Well, we're really expanding. This is Amy. We're really expanding upon that now. So we mainly are in destination locations, but because communities are really transitioning. People are buying local. People want freshness. People want to have to be able to buy a little bit and sample this or that, or they only need a hair of this or that. So, for example, we've got a store in your town, or in your, I should say, in your state, in Lancaster.
Okay,
it's not your traditional destination location.
Right.
However, they are doing very well with.
I imagine.
Folks that are visiting on vacation and also the locals. So we really do well in a variety of locations.
Right.
As we continue to expand, that will only continue to get better and better with, with the presence of serving tea and the product line that we offer will always stay relevant. And there is a huge calling for that right now. So I think we're on a good path.
That's great. It doesn't seem like a lot of space is required either, Amy. I mean, to open up one, would you say?
Typically 800 to 1,100 square feet is the perfect size.
Okay, that's fantastic. Maybe we talk a little bit about franchising. You know, the majority of our listeners are interested in going into franchising. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Amy and Penny?
Well, this isn't if they had a pulse at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Okay.
but again, as we have grown and matured, really it is a partnership all the way through.
Sure.
Penny and I feel that we are solid. So it's important to educate the franchisee. And what we look for is someone who has a passion for our particular industry, who loves food, and likes to experiment with it and likes to talk about that and share that passion. That is number one for us, first and foremost. We want someone who, again, through maturity, there's a fine line, and I think it's with every franchise concept, that we look for someone who is an entrepreneurial type, but not straight on, full-on entrepreneur. Someone who doesn't want to reinvent the wheel, who wants to take the concept and grow with it. So that's truly what we look for. We've developed a whole a series of interview questions. We do a lot of benchmarking, and we do a lot of vetting that include our internal franchisees in the system, just to make sure it's the right fit. Culture is everything to us.
Yes, I imagine. That's fantastic. What is the training like then, you know, once you decide, Amy and Penny, that, you know, you like them, they like you, and they do want to come aboard as a franchisee? Do they typically come down to Florida? Is that where the training takes place?
They do. So it's a two-prong approach. There's several weeks, and this is Penny again, Marty.
Okay.
Several weeks of intensive training. We have what we call Spice University.
Nice.
Check out the play on words there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it's a full week, and you're really interacting with our corporate chef, learning about our 180-plus herbs and spices. You're learning the origins of them. You know, we always say that it's an art, not a science, but really knowing your base product is very important for us.
Right.
We have tea schools that are set up, which are pretty intense and have quizzes at the end of them, salt schools. And then aside from after having a week of really learning the front end and the back end here at our operations center in St. Augustine, Florida, we will then spend up to another, I think, 11 days it is at your store location, helping you to really get familiar in your own surroundings at that time.
That's what I was thinking, Penny. I mean, you have such a you have many products in the store. You know, it must be interesting for the franchisees, I guess, to, you know, learn about all those products, because, you know, I imagine the customers come in and, of course, they have questions like anything else, you know, whether it's on, you know, peppers or salt or anything like that, you know. And so it's really important for the franchisees to know their product as well, isn't it?
It is. It really is. But here's the thing, and I think that a lot of times franchise owners think they need to know everything about every product.
Yes,
they really don't.
True.
If you know one or two things about it,
yeah.
9 times out of 10, the customer knows a little bit or not as much as you do.
Right.
But here's the beautiful thing, too. If you truly have a spice emergency that you must figure out, you know, you've always got a field consultant that's on call to you. You could always call Amy or myself or any one of our team members that can help you through that, too.
Wow, that's a great point too. You know, and of course, one of the benefits, or one of the many benefits of getting into franchising, Amy and Penny, you know, is you have that support, as I think Amy was talking about earlier. You know, is being an entrepreneur, but you're not totally by yourself, right? There's that great cliche saying is you know, franchising is being in business for yourself, but not by yourself. You know, and it's so nice to have that support, isn't it? That you could just pick up the phone and call, you know, two ladies like yourself, you know, the COO and COO of the company is, you know, you don't get that often, do you? Except with, you know, your type of franchise.
You really don't. It is, like we said, it's something that Penny and I are passionate about. We got in this because we wanted to get into it, and our families are involved. My sister owns a franchise. Penny's daughter purchased a franchise this past year. But, you know, in the training portion, when we go on site, the franchisees are actually partaking in building their store out. So they are unpacking those boxes and opening the spices, and they are making those blends fresh in the store. And by really handling that and grinding it and making the blends and creating those 85 blends on the shelves, they know their product. They understand what goes in it. And that's kind of the beauty and why we're the leader in this particular industry, is because you walk in and say, oh, you know what, I'm looking something for a fish tonight or my steak. And they'll say, oh, let me bring you the espresso steak rub. The Spice and Tea Exchange has a product that has fresh espresso in it and espresso sugar, and it has these herbs and spices. And they can rattle it right off because they've made it themselves. So it's really a unique training that we've put together, and same with our product rotation. You know, when you walk in, the customer is satisfied and the franchisee is never bored. We have a mix of retail and production in our stores, and you get to talk about food and create that vision without serving it up.
That's fantastic. One of the questions we like to ask, you know, ladies like yourself is, you know, when we have you on the show, is I was mentioning earlier, a lot of our listeners, they want to get into franchising, Amy and Penny. And we find that, you know, doing the show such a long time now, so many of them, they don't even know where to begin because there's just so much out there today. It's almost like information overload. You know, from everything that you've experienced up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest for buying a franchise?
Well, that for us is quite simple. And through our experience, and you may have heard this in your interviews, Marty, but it really starts with the candidate And really knowing what your passion is or what you desire to do or what you desire to learn is first and foremost. You know, you can get into the Spice and Tea Exchange and know nothing about food and operate it. Sure, fine.
Right.
But if you understand that and you enjoy talking about it and you enjoy knowing and learning and educating others, it's a good fit. But if you're looking at a dry cleaning or if you're interested in, you know, what is the best return, all of that takes work. And truly knowing what you want to get into or what you enjoy as a person, not changing yourself, just who you really are, is the first and I believe the most important step.
What would you say,
Penny? I agree with Amy, everything she said, and I think the only thing that I would add on to that is, you know what, do your due diligence. And when it comes to, if you're somebody that's looking for a franchise owner in our industry or for us, we recommend that you go and look at the competition. We need, you know, you're making that choice for yourself, so we encourage that, where, you know, some folks might say, well, no, we're the only guy in town. We want you to do your due diligence, so that way there's no questions when we're going into this. What Amy always says, you know, we're going into a 10-year marriage together. Let's call it what it is. And if everything really works out beautifully, then we hope to re-up it for another 10 years. So for me, the simplest thing is do your due diligence.
Yeah, no, I think that's great advice to our listeners. So I can ask both of you the next question is, you know, where do either of you see Spice and Tea Exchange? If you had the crystal ball, Amy and Penny, and you're looking 3 to 5 years down the road, where do you see the organization?
Oh, my goodness. That's so exciting for us. We are very fortunate and blessed to be in a growing industry. And we are still – it's very small with regard to franchising. So for us, we continue – we're very nimble, and we have a phenomenal team through a lot of hard work and building that. So we do plan to grow. We don't ever expect to be on every street corner. However, we do plan to be a rock solid from the foundation up franchise. We will be in the United States and Canada, and we will continue to introduce and educate on trends, serving tea, educating on loose leaf tea, products, accessories, salts, sugars. I mean, the sky is the limit for us, and we continue to every single day be excited with the potential. So in the end, Penny and I desire to stay in this business. Again, our families are in it. Our franchisees are – it's been amazing that many, many of our franchisees have their second, third, fourth location. So we want – we desire to be – about, I would say, about 500 in total franchisees across the nation and in Canada. And I think for us, that would be a perfect size for our industry.
That's great. It sounds like it's an exciting time within the company, isn't it, Amy and Penny?
Oh, my gosh. It's so awesome.
It is.
That's fantastic.
It is.
It's great to be
It is. You know, Marty, and I have to tell you, it's interesting that, and I don't, for us, we still wake up every morning, and Amy and I have a morning call, and we say, okay, what are the top things that we're going to do to move the needle for our company? At the end of every day, we have a recap call, and we ask each other, and we push each other, did you move the needle for positive for our company today? We do that, rinse and repeat every day, and that doesn't waver, and that's really exciting to be able to say, yes, today we made a difference for our company, for our franchise owners, and that's exciting.
For our guests,
That's fantastic.
For our guests,
I've enjoyed talking to both of you, Amy and Penny. I think you have a wonderful franchise opportunity. I've been doing this a long time, you know, and when I saw your franchise, I said, wow, I said, this is a really cool concept, you know, and I haven't had you on the show before. So it was really exciting for me to finally get the chance to speak to you, and I'd already like to invite both of you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is fantastic.
Well, thanks for having us, Marty.
That.
It was a pleasure, and we hope that you get out to the Spice and Tea Exchange soon.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks again, Amy and Penny. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and the way this whole podcast came about was we were looking to do, over the years, we've had some great quotes on our show. So we decided to do these like little mini clips of kind of like a best of segment, because it was some really great significant information within each show. And we didn't realize that the podcast, this particular podcast, was going to turn into something just as big as the radio show. So today you're going to get to hear an interesting clip from Larry Sedati, and he is the Chief Development Officer of a franchise called Paris Spaghetti. And he says something really interesting. We're going to call this podcast, You Really Gotta Love Me, You got to listen to it to find out why.
Get into franchising, but we find from doing this show such a long time now that many aspiring franchisepreneurs, they don't know where to begin. What advice would you give to them in their quest to buy a franchise, because you've been doing this such a long time now?
I would say you look at something that you can get passionate about and are very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you need to be clear on what your objectives are and your goals.
Right.
You need to look beyond the superficial stuff. Like, again, I know money is extremely important, but you got to look past just the money part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to
look at something that you can get heavily invested in emotionally and also financially, and that you believe in. And when I say that, the most important part of a franchise relationship is alignment. You have to make sure that you're aligned with that company that you would be getting involved with, and they're aligned with you. And,
right.
Which means you have to believe in what they believe in. You have to have similar values, and you have to make sure that you are in tune with the leadership of that company,
mm-hmm.
that you know them intimately and understand what's driving them and what you basically got to put yourself in the organization.
Right.
And try to come out with a decision that you feel totally comfortable with and aligned with, and just make sure that all the pieces are in place and you do your due diligence. Don't get trapped into something that you think is a hot concept or
mm-hmm.
Something that looks great today, because there's a lot of here today is gone tomorrow, and I live in the county
yeah.
with that right now.
I can't tell you how many times I get the question, because, you know, doing the show such a long time, Larry, is, you know, from an aspiring franchise entrepreneur, it's like, what's hot right now in franchising? You know, and you're right.
Yeah.
I typically have the same responses. You know, you might want to be a little careful about, you know, what's hot today, because you're right. It's a lot of times it's gone in 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah, and you also, you've got to be aware of how easy it is to get involved in it, because if it's easy, people are going to spring up into it.
Sure.
And it's going to get... There are, you know, the pizza space right now is going through that. There's going to be a consolidation,
mm-hmm.
because in every region there's no clear dominant player yet.
Right.
But you have all these players, and they can't
yeah.
all survive. And
no, they can't.
Sooner or later, you know, you can get caught up in something like that, saying it's really, really hot. It's a great concept. But, you know, when guys start putting two or three of them within two blocks of each other, and you start splitting the market and everything becomes commoditized, you know, that's a low barrier of entry
sure.
category that can deceive you into a bad decision. I'm not saying
right.
it's a bad decision. I'm just saying
right.
it's an example of getting into something that is not really a high barrier of entry category, so you have to be very
sure.
careful and make a very careful decision.
Yeah, I think that's well said. And I like how you used on several instances in this interview, Larry, is you emphasize the word relationship. You know, and a lot of times when someone will ask me, you know, to describe a franchise, you know, is that's what I describe it as. It's a relationship, isn't it? And you kind of put an emphasis also on that, you know, having that trust in the franchisor is a key element of franchising, isn't it?
At the end of the day, if you're married, this is your second spouse.
Yeah,
and
well said.
If you're not married, this is your first spouse. And anyone that's ever been married knows you better be completely aligned with who you're marrying, or else things don't go right. And that's
yeah.
a painful. That's very painful when it spins out and goes the wrong way. So, you know, when I speak with franchisees, and I'm, you know, one of the things that I often say is, look, we're going to be married. This is a contract, but it's a marriage.
Right.
And you really got to love me, because if you don't,
I like that.
It's not going to end well. And you just need to look at it as, hey, we're dating, and we're going to get engaged, and then we're going to get married, and
right.
you know, we're not always going to agree, but at least we know that we can disagree and walk away and come back and agree on other things. It's got to be that,
that
kind
advice.
Of a relationship.
That's great. We have this free quotes in franchising podcast. We're going to put that in there, Larry. I think that's great advice to our listeners, you know.
If you'd like to listen to that whole show with Larry Sedati of Paris Baguette, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchise Interviews by Category page, and then go to the food section, and you can actually hear that whole interview. It was a fantastic show, the podcast we did with Larry. So, and finally, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big hit. It's hard to imagine we've been doing this podcast, radio show, almost a decade now, so it's really quite incredible how quickly the time has gone by. So we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.